Morning, Mick.
Morning, Kim.
How you doing, mate?
Very well, thanks.
I was here the day that you unveiled the statues of yourself and your dad, but I was doing the bridge thing, so two important, very important things happening on the same day.
The statue's probably a little bit more important than the bridge.
Oh, absolutely you are. So what happened, like, walk us through it. How did it go?
So we had a big day over at the Aquarium and Oval, started at 3:30. Unfortunately, we had to call the game off on the Thursday because of the field, and it was the hallowed turf, as Dad used to call it. And I said to the council, they were doing everything in their powers to make sure we could play that game of footy, and I really appreciate that from the council guys. And I made the call myself on the Thursday, and I spoke to the council and said, let's call it off, because you had guys coming from Borowa. It's a trial game, and if we were to wreck the ground on that day, Dad would be mortified. Oh, he would. He wouldn't let people train on it when it looked like rain. So yeah, that was his. Okay. That's his little baby, and I thought we need to honour that. But as it turned out, by calling the game off, it made it a really, really good spectacle and a good day. It was just focused solely on the statues and the unveiling of the signs and the amount of people that were there, and it actually worked out really well because we could take our time. We weren't rushing. If it was a game of footy on, we'd be rushing straight through it all, and you didn't get the proper vibe of what we were there for. You know, everyone got to get a photo, come and talk to mum, talk to my sister, my brother, all the families, and it was just really good. Now, Warren Sharp spoke very, very beautiful words about Dad and what him and Dad had been through, and Lindsay Brown, same thing. You know, and give Mum a huge rap to allowing Dad to do what he'd done over his life. Without a supportive wife like Mum, Dad wouldn't have been able to be the man he was. And that was touching how Lindsay, you know, did that. And Mum sort of got a bit of a kick out of it. And
yeah, it must have been a really emotional day for you all.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a beautiful day. The kids, you know, they loved it. And they're at that age now where they understand, you know, what Dad was about. Because he was just pop to everyone. But now that everyone's coming up saying, oh, your pop was this and your pop was that, they sort of look back now and go, wow, our pop was something special. And he was. And to be honoured with a statue, I think, you know, he's always, you know, he never really got the accolades that he probably deserves. A lot of people spoke highly of Dad, but he never wanted accolades. Now that he's not here, we can do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was never one to look for anything. He always did stuff because that's how we were brought up. You help people.
Well, when I was born in 1967, my dad was working at Maruya Shire, and he actually remembers your dad, Ack. And he goes, oh, he was a great bloke.
Yeah,
really good.
He was.
So,
and just that's what the council was about when Dad was there. It was about helping people, and he continued that on. And now a lot of people forget that Dad just loved working for the community. You know, he retired officially 2005, but went back on a 3-month contract that lasted 13 years. And he retired, pulled the pin on in March and died in November. So Dad died a happy man because he knew he worked right up until he possibly could.
Yeah, good on him.
And yeah, it was very fitting. And yeah, it was just a really good day. Really good day. And the amount of people that were there.
I saw photos. Amazing. It looked incredible.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was funny at the end. Dad had the last laugh. The microphone broke down right at the end, and I reckon I said to the MC, I said, I bet you were sitting there saying, righto, Strauss, that's enough. That's enough. Let's go and enjoy it now and have a yarn.
I love that, mate. And have a beer.
And have a beer, yep.